7:12 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 42 degrees. Man, it looks awesome outside. Can't wait to get out there. Thank you for joining us on the morning show. Let's head out to Fox News, or excuse me, to Triple A's. I'm giving Nancy Kane another opportunity to make a buck, I guess. Nancy Kane is with Triple A Michigan, and she's on the other end of our line. No, long time no talk to, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Happy Friday to you. How you doing?
Happy Friday to you, too, except you're a day early.
Oh, you know what? It's Thursday. It feels like Friday.
You're ready for the weekend already, correct?
I tell you what. You know what? Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about a pretty serious issue, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the latest gas prices throughout the state of Michigan.
And I'd be remiss, Tony, if I didn't know. On average across the state today, $3.80 a gallon. It's up a little bit in the last couple of days, but still down from the $4.08 we were paying a year ago today.
Okay, what's going on? Because we had a big gain, then we had a huge dip, and now we're edging back up as we get toward the holiday. What's going on?
Well, what we see, this little edging up now, it is pretty much the Memorial Day. Next weekend starts the summer driving season, so more demand for that gasoline. Typically, historically, we do see prices going up a bit as you head into your summer driving season. And why prices were going down earlier was because the crude oil price had dropped dramatically. It was down about $98 per barrel just a couple days ago. And that's down from, you know, over $108 in mid-February. That was the high for the year.
There is a new report out and some information that also has been put out by AAA Michigan, and it's about the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers as we get into the graduation season. This can be a troubling time for drivers. Tell us about this.
Well, Tony, that's a good question and really a serious subject. The period between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we are calling it the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers, and that's because you see more fatal car crashes during that time. And in fact, during a five-year period, we had nearly 6,700 teen drivers and their passengers die in traffic crashes nationally. And that's just up significantly. For example, 399 died during each of the summer months, May through August, compared to only 346, and I say only because any of these numbers are too high. What we see is, you know, you got new teen drivers coming on, young teens that just got their license. You're also starting May, you got Memorial Day, prom season, lots of activities, and then the students are out for the summer, so they got a lot more time on their hands, and they're doing more driving. So really, we're encouraging parents, talk with your new teen driver and talk to them, set some rules so that they can be safer drivers. You just want them to be safe.
Nancy, are these troubling numbers up or down as far as deaths we're seeing in accidents?
They are up. They are up. And Tony, to put some perspective, every day in this country we see 11 people, 11 teens die every day. And, you know, that's 11 far too many. And if you could just talk with your teen about, you know, why you should not be texting or talking on the cell phone or talking to passengers in the back seat. Parents really need to help their new teen drivers be prepared. You and I are older drivers, and we shouldn't be talking on a cell phone or texting. It's against the law, for one thing. But we have a little bit more experience under our belts that these new drivers just don't have. And driving is a serious business. You get behind the wheel, you've got to pay close attention to what's going on around you. So that's why, even though it may not be the law, but new teen drivers should not be talking on a cell phone. And parents, you know, you don't want to be the most unpopular parent with your child, but still, limit how many passengers your new teen driver can have in the car, because every time you add another passenger, you're dramatically increasing the risks that they're going to have a crash.
Nancy Kane is with AAA Michigan. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Tony. And when tomorrow does come, you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Nancy.
Thank you.
It is 7:16, 42 degrees on a Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.